This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you know you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, unlike the Owls, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So there's only one thing left to say, what's everybody having? Order now on the McDonald's app and you can also get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means you'll get some tasty rewards later on. And between you and me, if you order just before kickoff, you can get it just in time for half time. But I've not told you that. Only via the app at participating restaurants, 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com. See you later.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Puts it in the air. Aiden Flint wins the goal.
It's still with Lee Gregory. He's in the box. Tries to screw it. Is it going to be there? Yes! Oh my word!
Hello, good evening, and welcome to another episode of the Wednesday Week. It's me, Dan Fudge, talking to radio presenter and all-round nice guy with his big sexy voice. It's Darren Harper, at Chubby Ewok, on the Twitters, or X as it's now known. And he's joining us to talk about the upcoming tie against Leeds United on Friday night in... The amount of people that's caught off guard this season has been my favorite thing. Like, you're not ready for it, are you? Like, what's going on here?
That's brilliant. Yeah, no, I wish I had thought of that one myself. I'm a big fan of a cheesy feature title. So big fan of that. That's great, Dan.
Listen, welcome to the show, Darren. Thanks a lot for joining us. I really appreciate your time. Coming up this weekend, as I said in the introduction, we've got Leeds United under the lights at Hillsborough. Leeds in absolute mega form right now, gone tearing up the league. I watched your game against Leicester City a couple of weeks ago, and sweet child of mine. Like, we played Leicester not long before that, and they didn't get out of second gear. They were just sublime. And the comeback that you guys did, I thought, was absolutely incredible. And, well, you pissed me off, don't get me wrong. Like, you know what I mean? But there's an element of you guys at the top of the league can crack on. You know, I'm not interested in you lot. You know, I'm all about your Stokes, your QPRs, your Huddersfields and your Plymouth Argyles. You know what I mean? That's all I really give a shit about. But tell us about the top of the league. Tell us about how you're feeling about how this season could potentially finish for you guys.
Well, I think it's probably one of the most competitive championships I've seen in a long time. And I think lots of Leeds fans are really, really enjoying the championship. After what was the last 2 years in the Premier League was pretty bad, just scraping out of scraping in that second year, and then relegation the next year after that. My God, it was just... 2 years of doing this podcast was just, it was like therapy, I think, for most people, but it just wasn't enjoyable. And I got to be honest with you, I have really, really enjoyed it back in the championship. And I think there's a lot of Leeds fans that are just really enjoying it. So whether or not they get promoted or not, it'd be lovely. But after the Premier League again, yeah, great. You get Manchester United and Man City, you know, yeah. But I'm sort of like, I'm really quite enjoying this, actually. This is actually, and they're winning games, and you know, it's all been very good. Do we want to go back to that again? I don't know. But I think that, you know, you look at the top of the championship and it's absolutely crazy because, you know, you've got Leicester, Leeds, Ipswich, Southampton, all absolutely flying for the most part through. And, you know, Ipswich have dipped down and come back up again. Southampton are doing it. Leeds, I think, had a bit of a wobble pre-Christmas and sort of over the Christmas break. But since the turn of the year, they've been just breaking records. And, you know, you look at the form, and Leeds are top of the form table over the last 20 games, 10 games, 5 games. They're sort of streets ahead of everybody. So it's good times. But how it's going to end up at the end of the season, I think there's a lot of Leeds fans looking at that final game, which is Southampton at home, and thinking, oh, my God, could it all be down to that game? Maybe it will be. And it could be very, very interesting, that final game. But it's just been fun, Dan. You know, the whole thing is, it's just fun. And whatever happens, it's just been a great laugh.
Well, I'm glad someone's enjoying themselves, because it's been bloody awful at the back end of this table. Yeah. But I tell you what, I don't mean to burst your bubble a bit, Darren, but there's a, you know, this time a year ago, Sheffield Wednesday went on a 23-game, I think it was 23, 24, wasn't it, unbeaten streak through League One. And it was around this time of year where the wheels started to fall off a bit. You know, fatigue kicked in and we were losing to teams that we shouldn't have been losing to. And automatic promotion just kind of fell away. And we had to do what we did in the playoffs in order to secure promotion. Is fatigue, you know, is anybody looking a bit leggy?
Yeah, do you know what? I think you could see that in the game against Stoke. Realistically, Leeds should have been home and hosed against Stoke by half time in any other game. But I think, you know, the run of games that Leeds have had, and particularly sort of like the amount of away games that they had in a run, which is pretty much they were based in the West Country for about 5 games. And it was just an incredible amount of traveling. And, you know, obviously the support of the fans is incredible. But, you know, I think all of that does take a toll on the team after a while. And they had a pretty good run in the FA Cup, which added to the games. But, you know, they're out of that now. So concentrate on the league. I think you could see in the game against Stoke that there was just a little bit of tiredness maybe coming through. And, you know, you just wonder. I mean, he's got a good squad, so, and he did sort of mix it up a bit on Tuesday. For first game, I think I've seen, well, in fact, he started every game so far, Archie Gray, and that was the first game he didn't start. Mm-hmm. So you're just wondering if there's, you know, just a little bit of tiredness running through that squad. So, you know, it might not be the worst time to play Leeds right at the moment, because, you know, they came off the back of a draw against Huddersfield where they should have really beaten Huddersfield. They've got a 1-0 win against Stoke. So it's just, you know, after the as you mentioned, the Leicester game, after the massive highs of that, it's sort of just sort of come back down to earth, I think, a little bit over the last couple of days and the last couple of games. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, how many games are left? What, 10, 11, something like that?
There aren't many.
There's not many games left now, but it's so tight at that top. It's ridiculous, really, when you look at the table at the top now, as he says, Googling and looking at the table.
Do you want me to vamp for you a little bit?
I've got it now. So Ipswich are in second at the moment with 78, Leeds in third on 76. According to this, with 36 games played, Southampton, who would play tonight, but they're not going to play, are they? Because there was a big fire
right next to the stadium. And I lived in Southampton for a number of years, and that building that's on fire has got things in it that would significantly make a fire worse. There's a lot of gas, a lot of pipes, a lot of things happening. You know, normally when you see things like that called off, you're like, ah, come on, we'll be right. We're all Yorkshire, aren't we? And then, look, I know that building. Yeah.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
We all know away days are mint, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. Same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now with the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. For more information, see mcdonalds.com. See you later. I know you're pissed off Preston fans. You were probably halfway down the M1, but turn back round, lads. Honestly, you don't want to go anywhere near it.
No, exactly. But you look at that top four. I mean, West Brom in fifth on 59. So they're probably, that's where the playoffs are starting. So it's really two from four with Southampton on 70. Let's say they win this game tonight, which when it gets replayed. So they're on 73. But then Leicester are only on 81 points now. So there's only 3 points between Ipswich and Leicester. So, and, you know, we all thought that Ipswich would probably have a little bit of a tail off at some point, and they sort of did, and they've started to come back again. So difficult. And then that game last night they played, which was just, again, crazy against Bristol City with, you know, an own goal winning it for Ipswich at the end, which, you know, it was devastating for Bristol City because at the one point you're thinking Ipswich are going to lose this. So,
it's tumultuous times. I think, and that's why I love this league. Anybody can beat anybody. And the fact that Ipswich have absolutely torn away in this league, given the given the three teams that have come down from the Premier League with yourselves, Leicester and Southampton, for Ipswich to crash that party from League One is more than impressive. As you know, as much as it annoys me that they're doing it with George Hurst and Massimo Luongo in the ranks, like, you know what I mean? But you kind of go, yeah, fair. That's what happens when you get a good coach in, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you're like moving forward then. So in terms of, I still think Ipswich will tail off. Do you not feel like they will? Or
I think they've still, I thought when they went off like an absolute train, didn't they? First half of the season. Mm. And then they did start to tail off and drop down a bit. They've started to pick it up again now. And I just sort of think, if you're looking at the top four, they're probably the team that you think we've got a couple of losses maybe in them. But I think it's so tough to tell because I think anybody could beat anybody up there on the day, really. So I there's like a fag paper between all of them at the moment. Yeah. So, and that's, you know, it makes it very, very exciting. There's no doubt about that. And if you're a neutral,
it's exciting for the other people outside the league. That's who it's exciting for. So, with Friday being a local derby, and, you know, I grew up with this fixture being a Premier League fixture, you know, when I started watching football. And Christ, I remember a really tasty 2-2 draw at Hillsborough back in, I think Andy Booth got a couple that day. I love these games, and I love it when, you know, because we give the away fans a proper away end. And there's always something about that noise that hits you when they've got one back and all the rest of it. And then that gets our fans up. And when Hillsborough's rocking, especially on a local derby, it's absolutely incredible. But as it stands, given the close proximity of you guys to promotion and us on the verge of staying up in this league, given the start we've had, I need a local derby where all bets are off, like a hole in the head right now. You know what I mean? Do you not feel like this is an unwelcome interruption to the run that both teams are on?
Yeah, I think because, I mean, they're two proper football clubs, aren't they? Sheffield Wednesday and Leeds United. There's so much history with both of the clubs. And I suppose anytime you have a local derby, sort of any sort of like form or anything sometimes can go out the window. And I know it's an old cliche.
I agree with it.
You know, we look back to the game against Huddersfield, and obviously, Leeds dropped 2 points. But then you look at see how Huddersfield Town fans are taking that, and it's like they've won the Champions League. It's like incredible that they've got a draw. But, you know, it's a good result for them, really. It's a better result for them than it is for Leeds. And I think if you come out with this on Friday night with a draw, that's a good result, really, from what could be very contentious. Because, you know, you look at when Leeds played Huddersfield earlier on in the season and they absolutely gubbed them. So anything different. And now you've got a new manager. I think Yorkshire Derby, the fans will be right up for it. So, I can understand you'd probably more be happy with something that's not so filled and fueled by passion and just have, you know, an easy sort of like 3 points in front of you.
I play Plymouth and Rotherham every, well, not Rotherham because I didn't fancy that game either. We only sneaked that 1-0. But I will make a note of absolutely gubbing somebody. Big fan of that phrase there. I'm going to steal that, Aaron, if you don't mind.
No problem at all.
I've got to ask you about Archie Gray. What is he? Third, fourth generation Leeds United. Like, he's comes from a lineage of people that have played for the club. I mean, is he that good, or have we got some lily white tinted spectacles on?
I think at 17 years old, he is incredible. And, you know, there's obviously a lot of talk whenever the name Gray is mentioned, because of obviously, like, well, his dad, but his great uncle in Eddie Moore, you know, he was probably, you know, the most successful Gray. But Archie is, you know, it's quite a lot of Leeds fans that are saying, I wish he wasn't that good, because he is going to go for a lot of money and someone's just going to take him, because they're already sniffing around and there's already sort of talk of Liverpool and Manchester City and all of these other clubs putting in ridiculous offers for him. And you just sort of think, at 17, you just sort of, you know, Christ, how he is so good at that age is quite scary. And you just sort of think, well, crumbs, what's he going to be like in like 3 years' time when he's 20?
And he's filled out a bit. And he's only 20. In three years' time, he'll be 20.
And I know we've seen sort of like, I know Birmingham, you know, when they like sold Jude Bellingham and they like retired his shirt and everybody was
all laughed.
What the hell? And now you see, you're like, oh my God. I'm not saying he's up there with like Jude Bellingham, but I'm saying that he could be one of England's best players. And I would not be surprised if I was Southgate, I would be thinking, oh, just take him to the Euros. What the hell? What the hell? You know, how could it hurt just having him in around it? Because I know Leeds fans are you know, jumping up and down about him, but and it's absolutely right. He is incredible. I think. So versatile in the way he can play. You know, he's been chucked in at right back. He's chucked in at midfield. It just nothing phases the guy. And it's like it's like when you are a kid and you have just like bags of confidence and like you're not scared of anything. That's him. And he's just got it. And long may it continue, really. So,
I'm really happy for you, Darren. You and your rare good player. I'm rare happy for you. This Friday, then, how do you think it's going to go down? Let's get a prediction in as well.
Okay. I know when we talked about it, you know, they build these games up, and then I think you came out of a score prediction of 0-0. Do you know what? It could go that way, couldn't it? It could go to sort of like you build something like this up and it turns into like some sort of damp squib. But I think I'm a bit fearful of it from a Leeds point of view, because they looked tired on Tuesday. And, you know, it's a quick turnaround again to a Friday night game with all that comes with that, with being another local derby, passion. And I just sort of think, I think it'll be a tight game purely for the fact of Leeds will be tired. I'm not sure. I think it's going to be tight. And prediction wise, a very tight 14-12.
14-12. That's a solid one. Listen, Darren, thanks a lot, pal. What's the name of your show? LS11. Did I get that right?
That's the one.
Listen, give him a like and a follow, and stay in touch with all things Leeds United. Darren, thanks a lot, pal. Brace yourself for the theme tune again. Hello from the other side. It's the 90th minute. You've got all your mates round. You've got your McNugget share boxes coming down the left wing, ready to go. Your mate's already been booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points back of the net. Le Bosch. Ultimate delivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com for more information. See you later.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport, powered by fans.